All right, there you go. Gosh, would you, Kevin, would you hop over to eBay and let's see where that Kevin Sumlin football is and see how that's doing?
Certainly will.
We've got a few days left now for you to go ahead and bid on that if you would like to. It is a commemorative SEC football. It is autographed by the coach, and it has the, you know, the SEC logo. And you know what? We're going to throw in a plexiglass box free.
And, you know, I'm not even an Aggie, and I think it's pretty cool myself.
Uh-huh.
So.
$1,300.
There you go, $1,300, and we got a few days left on that. So if you want to do that, go to eBay and just type in Sumlin football, okay, and you'll do that. Stephen Wright. He asked me if I knew what time it was. I said, yeah, but not right now. See? Okay. And then he tells the story about going into a convenience store, getting a gallon of milk, bringing it up and putting it on the counter. And the clerk looks at him and says, will there be anything else? He said, yeah, I'd like to buy it. See? I mean, yeah, I think you'll enjoy him. That's today's Stephen Wright's birthday.
I'm digging it. I'm trying to dig a Stephen Wright right now.
Okay. Wow. Yes, because there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, I can't promise to tell anything as funny as that, but I have been sitting here trying to edit down the story I said was too long.
Okay.
About Universal Studios. Mm.
Can you tell it in 42 seconds?
If you want to time me, I can try.
But if you don't, then we're gonna buzz you.
Or we can spend 30 seconds talking about how I'm unable to talk.
You're
about
not able
a story
to do that.
Way.
So well, that's, you know, okay. So,
we can waste time one or the other way. What do you prefer?
As you get more seasoned in radio, you will be able to tell the story like that.
Okay? Well, let's see. I'll try my best.
Well, no, but we're not going to do it right now.
Okay.
We'll let you continue to edit in your head.
All right. Here we go. Here's like 10 seconds of Stephen Wright.
I called the wrong number today. I said, hello, is Joey there? And a woman answered. She said, yes, he is. I said, can I speak to him, please? She said, no, he can't talk right now. He's only 2 months old.
See, and that's the other thing, is the delivery is important. You have to be able to deliver it the way that
And he's
does.
Like that
yeah,
all
yeah.
the time. I've seen him in interviews. That's just who he is.
Well, I saw him someplace, and he chuckled a little bit one time, kind of broke himself up. I don't remember what it was. It's probably something we couldn't understand.
Right.
Okay, this is a surprise. I know a new survey from Harris Interactive and the Coupon Cabin shows nearly 40% of U.S. American adults have regifted, and the other 60% are lying. For those uninitiated, of course, everybody knows what regifting is. Only 8% say they've ever been caught at the practice. If you're caught regifting, you're not paying attention to your surroundings, is the way I figure it. You didn't pay attention to who gave you the gift. Now you are in a situation where that person is in the room while you give it to someone else.
Now, what I hate is when I gave a gift to my cousin, and the next thing I knew, I saw it in the secondhand store.
Ah, well, there. Now, how'd
that
make you feel?
Worse.
Oh, you hate that. Okay.
I was like, why didn't you just give it back to me if you didn't want it?
About a third. What's interesting is, although.
In fact, I bought it from.
Did you buy it from the same store?
No, I mean, I bought it from the secondhand store after my cousin put it there.
Okay, you gave it to them?
I gave it to my cousin, and she gave it to a secondhand store.
Okay, did you steal it originally?
No, I bought it the first time, and then I bought it the second time
How much did it
paid
cost?
The ransom.
How much did it cost the first time?
Oh, I don't know, probably $7 or something.
Okay, and what did it cost the second time?
Probably about $1.50 or $2.
All right, okay. All right, so you're not into this real deep. All right. About 32% of us, one-third, say that they are sure that they have gotten a re-gift. Now, is that a bad thing?
If it's food, it is.
Well, no, if it's still wrapped in its original wrapper, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you, and you?
Hey, just fine.
Good.
Hey, you know, I walk through the secondhand store every now and then, but I don't find things and think, well, I gave that to my aunt. How does she know it's...
Yeah,
the same one.
Thank you.
Because it was a cow figurine I had bought several months before.
Uh-huh.
I gave it to her. She had it for a long time. And what was it doing at the secondhand store in Navasota? You know what I mean?
I see. So did you say cow figurine?
It was basically my cousin always complained that she didn't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
So for several
I could see
years,
that would certainly be the logical step.
She also collected cow things, and for several years, I wrote her these fake pretend letters. I would never admit to it. Don't tell her. She's not listening to the radio, so don't tell her. But anyway.
Because we talk all the time.
And there were all these letters from Harold Klum.
Okay.
And then as the years progressed, at the very end, the last letter, it turned out he was an alien from a planet of cows. Mm-hmm. And so it was this little cow that was holding a heart, and it said, "I'm available."
Available.
I'm available.
That's cute. Okay.
Anyway, that's kind of a unique thing. It was kind of obvious to say, yes, that's what I gave her, and she sold it to this. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, catch your breath, Kevin.
I'm dying.
Good grief.
Giftcardrescue.com. How old were you when you started this little?
Oh, I was in middle school.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that's not near as funny
right.
then.
Yeah.
I thought this was recent history.
No, I'm not that big of a weirdo.
Yeah, she was like 19. She started
Although
doing
Although I do send prank letters.
Okay.
I do.
We'll remember that. Giftcardrescue.com has released its annual list of the 20 most wanted gift cards. Okay? The most wanted gift cards for 2012. Probably have a good idea, since the website is used for exchanging gift cards that people don't want for cards that they will use. The survey was based on some 20,000 people's gift card wish lists. So, what do? Do they take gifts that people gift cards that people don't want, and they put them out there, and then you try to do a dollar for dollar swap? I'm not familiar with giftcardrescue.com.
I think that's how it, for instance, if you got a, like, there's not a restaurant in this town and somebody gave you.
Yeah. And what would, and so you'd be able to use it, trade it with somebody
right.
in some way. Hello?
Hey, can you send me some of what Kat is smoking, please?
I really, I'm telling you.
I'm smoking the joy of life, buddy.
Atta girl! You would give it right back.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's where you default to. My thought is actually she just has a really strange pair of glasses.
Well, actually, I only got 4 hours of sleep last night.
Oh, is that it? Well, no, you're weird
Although
like this all the time.
These things are still
quite
true.
Honestly. Yeah, and I know. That's right. It's still true. Anyhow, I edited the list down because number 20 on the list, okay, of gift cards that people want, number 20 on the list was Wendy's.
What?
In any world, have you ever thought, God, if I just had a Wendy's gift card?
Well, I looked in that list, I think it was yesterday, and Subway's in the top 10.
Subway's number 8 is a matter. Number 9 is Visa. Okay, I get Visa.
Sure.
Visa's like anything, almost. Number 8 is Subway. Nothing like getting a Visa card for $17, though, you know? Go in and can't buy anything with it. Number 7 is Costco. Number 6 is Lowe's. Number 5 is Home Depot.
Oh.
Number 4 is Amazon.com.
Yes, I would so like
well,
a card
see, and
that.
Again, once again, that's it. Number 3 is McDonald's. Number 2, surprisingly to me, kind of, is Target. And number 1, not surprisingly, is Walmart. So there you go. Your top 3 are McDonald's, Target, and Walmart.
Well, the Home Depot and the Lowe's are easy.
Sure, sure.
Because at some point, guys just become impossible to buy for.
Right.
You throw your hands up and go, skip it. We're just getting him a Lowe's card.
Hello?
Hey, didn't the voters of Colorado just try to legalize joy life?
that's not the kind of joy I was talking about.
Joe Warsack at Marble Craft.